Hi, I'm Emily.
I'm Julia.
I'm Olivia.
And you're listening to CSPC Podcast.
But wait, what's CSPC?
Catamount Sports Psychology and Counseling is
mental health services,
performance enhancement,
education and outreach.
We are bringing CSPC to you.
On your way to class,
in the car,
at the gym,
anywhere.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at @UVM_CSPC
and give us your questions and feedback.
Now let's get started.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to Catamount Country.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the CSPC podcast. I'm Julia.
And I'm Olivia.
And today we're just having a casual conversation to catch up. We haven't recorded since before Thanksgiving break, so it's been a minute.
Yeah, we've done a lot since then, right?
Yes. Olivia, what have you been up to? You've been back in Vermont. Did you go home for a little bit, or I can't remember what you said you were up to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually never left. I've been here since August. Literally haven't left the state, which has been crazy. Just grinding through hockey. It was a ghost town on campus, so I kind of just stayed in my apartment, like, the entire time, and played hockey. So that's kind of what I did. How about you? You went home?
Yeah, I've been home since Thanksgiving. It's kind of been an unexpectedly long time that I've been home, but I was going to go see my sister in Texas, but CDC was strongly recommending to stay home, so I wasn't able to see her. She just had her baby. Well, I guess he's pretty old now, which is sad that I haven't been able to meet my nephew. But I've been home. My dad had a bunch of eye surgeries, so it's kind of been, he got a detached retina in one of his eyes, and then in his other eye, he had like a partial detachment, and it's just been absolutely insane in my house.
How did that happen?
It's just part of the natural aging process, apparently, and it's like a genetic thing that your lenses can be a little bit more weak. So that has been a journey. He has to wear glasses, and then sunglasses over them to actually like look at his screen. And he's a software engineer, so he's constantly has to be on his computer for his work. So he's taken like 3 months off because his first surgery, the surgeon messed up. So then he had to go see another one and get that fixed. So
that's insane.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of doctor's appointments. So it's
genetic. So does that mean like this is going to happen to you?
I hope not. I have my blue light glasses. Like, I feel like I should be wearing these more, get some like quality sunglasses. I haven't had any like eye issues. I have perfect vision. So like, I'm hoping maybe I didn't get that gene, but I don't know if that's related at all. But both of my parents are getting, or my dad's like fully vaccinated now. My mom got her first dose of the vaccination yesterday because she's a teacher. Nice. So we have some good news. And
it's really exciting.
Yeah. And I've been spending a lot of time with my puppy, which has been awesome.
That's so exciting. Speaking of puppies, my puppy was born February 20th.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
He/she haven't picked which one yet. We'll be coming to Vermont the week of like the 16th and 17th of April. So we're gonna have a puppy around. Super excited about that.
Exciting. Oh my gosh, dogs like truly enhance your life. I just feel so loved by her. She'll come in the middle of the night, literally jump on my face just to check in, and then she'll leave. It's the funniest thing.
They're just so comforting, you know?
Yeah. Have you thought about names?
Yeah, I'm going to name it Burly.
Burly. Oh, that's so cute.
Burly the Bulldog. So I'm super excited.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be so amazing.
I just have a little pup running around after me. That's so awesome. Yeah. That's just what we got going on. I'm trying to think what else has happened around here. Hockey season has come to an end. Bittersweet. I'm probably retired, but you know, my body's old. I feel old. I'm ready for the next chapter. So excited for that.
Speaking of the future, I guess next chapter. Do you know what you're doing yet after graduation?
Yeah, so I'm going to be going to grad school at the University of Minnesota. So I'll be moving back to Minnesota, which is where I'm originally from, and going to grad school for sport and exercise psychology. It's a 2-year program. So hopefully after 2 years, I'll like be a Kelly. How cool would that be?
That is so great. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is so amazing. Are you living, getting an apartment or staying with your parents or?
I'm probably going to get an apartment. My boyfriend's probably coming with me. And so we'll get an apartment and he has a dog. So it'll be us and our 2 dogs.
That'll be so much fun.
Yeah, so we're excited. It's gonna come fast. Like, I can't believe we are like 3 months out of graduation. Like, it's crazy to think about.
College literally flew by. It went so much faster than high school for me. I don't know.
So much faster. I completely agree.
I think I was just having more fun in college.
Do you have any plans for after?
I have an internship in Boston this summer. It's the internship I got last summer, but it was canceled because of COVID. And it's through this program called the Forest Foundation. And they're going to pair me to a nonprofit. So that's what I'm going to do this summer. And then I'm applying to a school in Washington, in Seattle, called UCDS. It's like a child development school. It's a resident teacher position. So I am submitting that application today. And then next year I'm going to be applying to grad school. It just didn't align this semester or this year.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, hopefully I get it. It's such a cool school because it's really individualized to each of the kids. They really focus on like, encouraging independence and catering to unique like learning needs. So I think it'd be a really good fit for me and a good transition.
Good. I think that'll be super exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Hopefully I get it.
Yeah. Good luck. It's always so stressful after submitting the application and then you just wait and wait and wait and you're like, am I gonna get it?
Yeah,
I think I check my email like 10 times a day.
Yeah, the amount of times, like, I don't know if this will be different because it's not like a temporary position, like working at like Starbucks or like Target or whatever. Like the amount of times I've applied to stores and not heard anything back ever, and it's just like, all right.
Yeah, honestly, me too.
Like, even just a no, like, I'd rather have a no than just, like, wonder when they're going to get back to me. I applied to, like, a front desk position at the medical center at UVM, and they didn't get back to me. I applied, like, in the summer because I wanted a job when I got back to Vermont, and I didn't hear back until, like, mid-December, maybe January, and I was like, what? Like, it's been months. I assumed I didn't get it.
Literally. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is where just our lives are at. Like, I wonder who's going to take over the podcast.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Big questions. Yeah. Think of what else.
Yeah.
We have a new intern. Super excited to meet her. We haven't met her yet, so we're super excited to meet her. She's going to be doing injured athletes or athletes in COVID series type thing on Instagram. So watch out for that. Maybe we'll have her on here next episode. You can meet her. She seems pretty cool.
yeah, our future podcast episodes, something to look forward to. We're going to do a senior episode. So we're going to interview some student athlete seniors. We're going to do an impact player episode. And for those of you who don't know what an impact player is, it's someone who, it's a program, and kids with special needs, disabilities, they get paired with an athletic team and they become a member of the team essentially. And so we're going to interview some of the teams who have one and some of the players themselves. We're really looking forward to that. And yeah, this is kind of like our little look into the next couple episodes.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Really excited. As always, if you have ideas, reach out to us on our Twitter, Instagram at @UVM_CSPC. If you have ideas, questions, comments, concerns, hit us up. We'd love to hear it.
Yes. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.